O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.
Startling figures have shown that one in four of us have experienced mental health issues in the UK, with three quarters of those starting from childhood. Now, teen suicide is a growing concern and is something that continues to rise, but one charity is focused on making a difference to lives of those who may be struggling. The I Choose Life Foundation was launched in October last year to provide an outlet for anyone who may be suffering with the stresses of day-to-day life. I caught up with the charity's founder, Sarah, during her 500-mile walk around Yorkshire for mental health awareness, and the team at O'Connor Chiropractic, who've been supporting her health every step of the way. So I'm roadside with Sarah and her entourage, who are midway through their walk from Malham to Skipton as part of the I Choose Life Foundation walk you're doing, 500 miles. Sarah, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling absolutely amazing, thank you. I've done 30, I'm on day 29. And out of 32 days, so I'm nearly at the end, which is fantastic. And it's a foundation that I founded, so we just launched it in October.
We said you're walking 500 miles, so logistically, you're not doing all that in one go. Nothing is possible for a human to do that, but you started before Christmas, didn't you? And you've been doing one step at a time.
Yeah, I started on Boxing Day, left Harrogate, Boxing Day, head out to Ilkley, and then I kind of made my way down to Sheffield and then out to the Beverley, and we did it over the Humber Bridge, which is fantastic because there's been some suicides on there over Christmas, which has been awful. And then out to the coast, so up the coast, and then I've done up to Tan Hill, where I saw an eclipse and shooting stars, which is fantastic. Fantastic. And now I'm coming home.
You've been joined by an entourage of people. Who have you got with you today?
I've got the amazing O'Connor Chiropractic team here who have helped me prepare for the walk. I could not have done it without them, for sure. My body, I thought, was all fine. But it just needed some well-being issues sorting out, so that was great. And then actually we've got the ASDA team with us today as well, also supporting mental health. So
you mentioned your body. 500 miles, you're nearly at the end, you've nearly done your 500. Yeah. How's your body feeling?
Well, amazing, if I'm really honest. So Jason's going to hopefully back that up when he's going to give me a treatment later on. So, yeah, I mean, I've not even had a blister. And honestly, they spent a month working on me before I set off. So, just feel great, thank you. Absolutely amazing.
So as you mentioned, luckily you're joined by O'Connor Chiropractor. We've got Charlotte and we've got Jason here. Jason, what sort of treatments are you offering Sarah?
Well, I mean, Sarah came to the clinic. She told us about, the foundation and her efforts. And, well, I was just amazed at, you know, how many young men she was explaining committed suicide this time of year. And it was just such a great cause that we wanted to get behind. And she was, you know, quite inexperienced about these kind of things. So we just wanted to give as much support. What we did is we did a full assessment of her spine and nervous system, checked her posture alignment, and really worked at getting her in tip-top shape before she set off.
Now, you're a chiropractor yourself. Yes. Walking 500 miles, what sort of impact can that have on the body?
Well, it's like, you know, we are designed to walk. You know, we're all, you know, hunter-gatherers and our genetic code is to do that. But I think the biggest challenge is most people, you know, they get up in the morning, drive to work for an hour, sit at a desk 6-7 hours, drive back again, sit on the sofa. So even though we're designed to do it, a lot of people are so deconditioned, they'd find it very difficult to just get up and start doing that, which is what Sarah's done. So I think through willpower, she's done it. But yeah, as you say, the stress on, you know, the knees, the hips, the spine, and obviously alignment, flexibility, strength, they're all things that you need to do that.
So yourself and Charlotte from O'Connor Chiropractic have joined Sarah on her walk today. Seeing firsthand just a smidgen of the journey she's had to go through, it must make your admiration for her grow even more.
Yeah, huge admiration and a bit of jealousy really, because I think I'd love to get away from, you know, the stresses of work and life, and I think that's what she said that she's really enjoyed. So I think it's something that we'd love to have done more of, and certainly it's, you know, my head is like, well, I've got to put more time out for doing that and being healthy, because we're all busy in our lives, and sometimes we need to stop, you know, get outside, appreciate the beautiful Yorkshire surroundings we're in, and you know, and get our bodies healthier.
It's been great so far. Definitely not jealous of Sarah, having done it yesterday in the freezing snow. Said it got down to -5, so I feel like we've got off pretty lightly today joining her with this weather.
It's like spring down here today.
I needed to improve my own health and well-being, mental health, and just get out of the crazy lifestyle. You know, life can get really on top of you sometimes, and I wanted to get away from it all and just do something new. I've never done a physical challenge before in my life. I didn't even walk till last year, so this was just like something completely out the blue for me, and I just thought, you know, just start walking. I just really wanted to get out there and walk. And then it really fit in with the whole mental health stuff that's going on, and it was really personal to me. So instead of just doing it on my own, what I thought was also I'd just get loads of people involved, you know, and if they wanted to come and join me, really bad time of year, January. So come and join me out on the walk, and that's what's happened. Now when I look back, I think that prevention has, you know, got my body to a place where it's achieved what it's achieved now, with not even a blister, you know what I mean? Just like absolutely nothing. So I've come back feeling, you know, way better, way better.
No, I think Sarah's done amazing. And as I say, we kind of tuned her up, and then she's gone and done all the hard work and nearly 500 miles in. So, yeah, absolutely amazing.
A massive thank you to Sarah and the O'Connor Chiropractic team for speaking to me. And congratulations to Sarah for completing her 500-mile walk for mental health awareness. For more information on the walk or the I Choose Life Foundation and how you can support them, head to our website at strayfm.com and click on Health.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.